Hello, and welcome to God's Word. This is Peter, and today we will be preaching from the book of Deuteronomy, starting in chapter 8, verse 1. Again, that is Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 1 through 10. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord our God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciples his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks, of water, of fountains, of springs, flowing out in the valleys and the hills, a land of wheat and of barley, of vines and of fig trees and of pomegranates, of olive trees, of honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full. You shall bless the Lord your God, for good is the land he has given you. Since God is testing you to know what was in your heart, should we not be doing that continually? We are not perfect, and God realizes that. So he has given the Israelite the sacrifices. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God made Jesus the ultimate sacrifice so that we can live with him. God also mentions the keeping of his commandments. So you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. We have seen earlier in this series that mankind disobeyed God often. The garden, leading up to the flood, the Tower of Babel, Sodom and Gomorrah, and after being freed from captivity in Egypt, and seeing God's power of plagues and the events of the Red Sea crossing, they started complaining in the desert. Again, we see God needing to remind the Israelites that they must keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. Continuing in Deuteronomy chapter 8, starting with verse 11 and going to verse 20. Again, that is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 11 through 20. Take care, lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do you good in the end. Beware, lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord our God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. And if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you surely will perish, like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you, so shall you perish, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. God does exist. We were not in Egypt or in the desert or in the promised land. We were not in the first century to see Jesus and to see the apostles. We were not there. However, we are alive, so we should know that God created us. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, so you don't have wealth. Do you have clothes, food, shelter? If you're hearing this message, you have power, internet, and some form of computer available to you. God has given you these things. Even if you're hearing this at a friend's house, or in a homeless or abuse shelter or a rehab, someone there feels God is important, or why would they be following God on an internet radio station? We need to be thankful to God for what we have. God has made the earth for us, all the beautiful flowers, and that beautiful rainbow is a promise to us. that God will never flood the entire earth again. While we have accidents, they're part of God's plan. I know of a preacher that was paralyzed in a snowmobile accident. He preaches in what resembles a hand truck used by parcel companies. He was badly injured and could have blamed God, as the Israelites did. He did not forget his master, and he has worked to return to his God-given job of preaching God's word. God tells us when we are happy, wealthy, content, that then your heart be filled up and you forget the Lord your God. And if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish. Other gods include everything that we do that is not part of being in Christ and with God. Next, let's read from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son and your son's son, by keeping all his commandments, which I command you, all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and with honey. The message continues to be the same, keeping all the statutes and his commandments. All of Israelite lives do that, they may have a long life and that it may go well with them. Continuing in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Again, that is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on your doorposts of your house and on your gates. The message here gets really specific. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. We are also taught, you shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise. It sounds like they're being told to teach it everywhere and at any time. The idea is continued in the New Testament, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in His name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. That is from Luke 24, verse 37. Again, that is from Luke 24, verse 37. Continuing in Deuteronomy 6, verse 10, starting, chapter 6, verse 10 through 15. And when the Lord our God brings you into the land that He swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to give you, with great and good cities that you did not build, houses full of all good things that you did not fill, and cisterns that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. And when you eat and are full, then take care lest you forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. It is the Lord your God you shall fear. Him you shall serve, and by His name you shall swear. You shall not go after any other gods, the gods of the people around you. For the Lord your God in your midst is a jealous God, lest the anger of the Lord your God be kindled against you and destroy you from off the face of the earth. Again, we're reminded about forgetting God, who is the source of everything we have. We also are given another warning about following other gods. The message is the same as in the past, today and forever. If we do not follow God, we risk the anger of the Lord your God be kindled against you, and He destroy you from off the face of this earth. Continuing in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test as you tested Him at Massah. You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and His testimonies and His statutes which He has commanded you. And you shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may go well with you, and that you may go in and take possession of the good land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers by thrusting out all your enemies from before you, as the Lord has promised. We are told, diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he has commanded. If God said it, it needs to be followed. Again, if God said it, it needs to be followed. If he says something, if he says something is not to be touched or eaten, we need to keep our paws off, and thus we will not be able to eat. We, if we're smart, will stay away and make a boundary that we will not cross, that is, say, 6 feet or 2 meters from the item we are told not to touch, especially if death will be the result. We may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you will not eat of it, nor will you touch it, lest you die. That is from Genesis chapter 3. Again, that's from Genesis chapter 3. Getting back to Deuteronomy chapter 6, starting with verse 20. Again, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 20 through 25. When your son asks you in time to come, what is the meaning of the testimonies and the statutes and the rules that the Lord our God has commanded you? Then you shall say to your son, we were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and grievous, against Egypt and against Pharaoh and against all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from there that he might bring us in and give us the land that he swore to give to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as we are this day. And it will be righteousness for us if we are careful to do all his commandments before the Lord our God, as he has commanded us. Not only are we told to diligently keep the commandments of the Lord our God, and his testimonies and his statutes, which he has commanded, we are to pass the message on, specifically to our son. I believe the point is equal to the point in Luke 24:47, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. God does not want his testimony, statutes, and rules to be hidden. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. It says, "You are the light of the world. A city laying on a hill is not able to be hid. Nor are they burning a lamp and placing it under a peck container, but on a lampstand, and it is shining to all who are in the house. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and may glorify your Father who is in heaven." God wants his light to shine through us when we are doing his will to glorify your Father who is in heaven. Are we a lighthouse for God? One that is warning of the dangers ahead. One that is enlightening people to the way of truth, salvation through Jesus Christ. We thank you for listening to this message and hope you will join us next week for another message.